Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I don't know if you can hear the drilling. There's drilling going on next door. Day 39 of whatever it is they're doing next door. So yes, apologies. There's no avoiding it. Every time I think, oh, the drilling stopped, I'll go and talk to you. And by the time I've got upstairs, set myself up, got settled, it starts up again. So we're just going to have to go with it. We're just going to have to be, it's 11s with drilling. So I've just had this, which is, it's a bar. It's healthy fullyliciously, which is terrible, isn't it? It looks like something that they'd make on The Apprentice. You've got half an hour to come up with a name. It's sort of vaguely healthy, but you know, it's chocolate. Healthy fullyliciously, great, yes, we'll use it, we'll go with it. So this is hemp, coconut and chocolate, which is not my usual fare, as you know. But I have to say, it was all right. It was okay. I think I would have it again. I bought it from WH Smith at a station yesterday because I was ravenous. So I got this because it was reduced to 60p. So I got this and a bag of salt and vinegar crisps. The crisps were open almost before I'd left WH Smith. And then I noticed that there was a Pret over the other side. So I was like, I'll just get a sandwich. So I had my sandwich and crisps, which means I've had my healthy full deliciously today. It's actually been very pleasant. So on Friday, I was telling you about my thwarted trip to IKEA. And I made a little video. I made a little video on Instagram and I had the most lovely comments on it. So thank you. Thank you so much. An update on the story of going all the way to IKEA, only to realise I didn't have my headphones. Dear listener, they were in my bag all along. They were in a pocket within a pocket. So I did have them with me, which I think only enriches the story a little more. But thank you, because I sort of come and go with Instagram. Like, Instagram used to be my jam. I mean, I was on there all the time. You probably saw me. I mean, God, I'd put my smear test on stories. I was on there all the time. And then I feel like they had a refurb and they moved everything around. And I'm like, oh, I can't quite find anything. Don't know where anything is anymore. So I post less and less on there. But I do love it. And it might even be where you and I met. So I will sort of find my way with it. But yeah, it's fun. It's nice to do little things like that, especially for the podcast. I really enjoy it. So thank you, babes. Thanks for being there. I love you very much and I will see you next time for 11s with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell. Oh, this tea's still got the bag in. Ooh, that is, I mean, that does change things, doesn't it? That brings an extra heft, a bit of weight to proceedings. That changes the weight of things, doesn't it? It's about to get very strong. It's about to get very strong. At the bottom of here. Also, this tea tastes really weird because I've just had a Polo mint. I love a Polo mint. I always have Polos in my bag or about my person when I'm going out. And so now Nancy has taken to going through my bags to find Polo mints, which she's got very into. Anyway, we went to the shop to pick up some vintage bits, which reminds me, I must send my vintage stuff today. It's got to go. Do you remember I said a couple of weeks ago, you might not remember, why would you? Why would you remember any of the nonsense that I mentioned to you? I was struggling with vintage, couldn't shift it. I did a big upload over the weekend. It's flown out. I mean, there are a couple of bits still lingering. Some very, very nice, I don't know if you're in the market for a lacy top, but they're gorgeous. There's a brown one and a white one and they are lovely. They're so nice. I can't get in them anymore, but they are for sale currently at the moment on my vintage. So if you fancy that, do take a look. But there's loads of other bits that have gone and I must send them today. So we went to the shop, picked up these parcels, bought some polo mints, because I always feel when I pick up a parcel, because they're so nice. It's the gorgeous Londis just round the corner from us. They're the nicest people. And I feel bad just going in and picking up a parcel. I always feel like I should buy something. So I bought some polo mints, and Nancy wanted to carry them. She was very insistent on the way home. So I gave her them, and inevitably they just fell out the middle. Just the whole thing in the silver paper just immediately went on the floor. I gathered them up, and actually Nancy was delighted because it meant they were now open and she could have one. So I decanted the polo mints into a little plastic bag, like a little sealable freezer bag. But now it looks like evidence. So they look like they've been bagged up in some sort of raid to be later used in a prosecution. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I've actually made myself laugh. God. I love you very much, and I will see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I've just had a coconut macaroon. We've talked about these before. Of course we have. These were the chocolate ones, just to be clear. And do you know the best bit? The best bit about that chocolate macaroon was that I'd forgotten I'd bought them. I forgot. I went to Lidl. I went a bit wild in the aisles, particularly in the snack chocolate aisles. And can I just say, once again, Mr. Choc coming through for me. Mr. Choc's version of a Snickers, which is called something like a peanut caramel bar, gorgeous, absolutely stunning. But I'd forgotten that as well as my love affair with Mr. Choc, I'd also bought the coconut macaroons. Is there anything better than a snack, a little treat, an Elevenses that you didn't know you had? I just don't think that can be beaten. So there was quite the drama here last night. Picture the scene. Nancy and I are in the kitchen. I'm chopping because inevitably I was making the sausage tray bake again. So I was chopping. Nancy and I are having a chat. Lovely, lovely. Suddenly a crash from upstairs. It sounded like there was a bag of gravel that had split open. That's the best way I can describe it. Nancy and I looked at each other. I said, what on earth's that? There was nobody upstairs, I should point out. So it wasn't a case of like, where are John and Louis and Peggy? What's going on? Anyway, went upstairs, started to look. You know, you start to look around. You're like, what's happened? Something. What's gone on here? Checked, like, you can see the roof out of Nancy's window. I was like, okay, there's nothing on the roof. Came into the back bedroom. There's a little shower room, an ensuite. Yeah, that's right. Came in, the whole of the glass panel next to the shower is completely smashed. Exploded, basically. I know. Thank goodness nobody was in there. And you might be listening to this going, Sarah, it happened to us, because I know quite a few people now that this has happened to. It happened to my brother. Theirs shattered. John's got a friend who's got the glass, you know, the glass panels going up the side of a staircase to make like a banister. One of those broke. One of those just went. You know, the whole thing just shattered and just smashed into a million little bits all over the floor. Now, John has been heavily investigating. I lost interest very quickly about why this had happened. I was like, well, it's happened, so we've just got to clean it up and replace it. John was like, no, why? Why would it happen? I mean, it must be temperature, hadn't it? It must be something to do with hot and cold, being in the shower, the weather changing. You know, it must be something to do with that. Because it's been there. I mean, it's been there since we moved in. So it's not like it's, you know, flimsy glass or anything. And it's not moved particularly. Anyway, who knows? But that's the next job. That's the next job, clearing that up. I've got to call the glass people from down the road. They're going to have to come and replace it. Like it's their duty. They haven't got to do anything. They can decide if they want to take the job or not. But yeah, and to be honest, I mean, this happened This happened during tea time, ahead of bath time. I was like, look, we don't need to use the shower or that room urgently, which is very, very fortuitous. So we've closed the door on it. That's all we did last night. I was like, I can't face this right now. Close the door on it. We'll come back to it later. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I've just done something that I don't think enough people talk about, but it is a very niche complaint. And also, I mean, complaints quite strong. You know, you go up to the sink, I don't know, maybe you're rinsing a cup out, washing your hands, and for whatever reason, the bit of the worktop with the sink is wet, and you lean on top of it unknowingly, you don't know it's wet. And then you've got a big wet stripe across the front of your top. That's just happened to me, dear listener. So I'm sat here with a sort of, yeah, like a wet cummerbund across my front. But it was worth it because I was rinsing my cup and I've made a great cup of tea. I'll always celebrate a good cup of tea. I know it seems like the most basic Elevenses celebration, but never, never let it go unnoticed. If you've got a really good cup of tea that has just hit the spot, it's right up your alley, it's found you at just the right moment, you honour that. You stand in devotion to that just for a moment. I've actually got, and this will come as no surprise to you, I've got very little to report at the moment. All I'm really doing is living in between watching maths. I am absolutely, like, I think about it. I think about the people on maths when I'm not watching it, which is ridiculous. This is Married at First Sight Australia. I was talking about it, like, I talk about it to people. I tell people about it, like it's an event in my life. I mean, it is an event in my life, but yeah, I've just become fixated. But I think what it actually is watching maths is a signal to me that I can relax. You know, it's a little moment. Everything's finished for the day. All is done. There's nothing else to do. And I can watch. And I think actually that's the appeal. That's what I'm trying to get to. Much as I do love it. Much as I love the drama. I know I've bored you talking about it before, but I just love it. And also the great thing about it is there's hours and hours and hours of it. There's about, I think across a whole series, there's about 32 episodes. That's 32 hours. I've watched 24 so far. 24 hours of my life spent watching maths. I mean, usually I am having a bath at the same time. So it's not, you know, it's not completely dead time. But yeah, I think it's that. I think it's the appeal of being able to sit down and breathe out and go, right, great, it's maths o'clock. But yeah, other than that, no news. We're going to try. I mean, I keep saying we're going to do this. We're going to try and make toasty cake bites in the toasty maker. So John bought me the proper old school toasty maker for my birthday. And in the instructions that came with it, I had other recipes. And one of them was toasty cake bites, which I've been saying we're going to make. I mean, since February. So might have a tackle of that later today. I'll keep you posted. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here, listening to a podcast where I literally said, I've got nothing to tell you, really. I love you very much, and I will see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I've just had an oatmeal and raisin cookie. These ones were from Sainsbury's. But all the big supermarkets do them, and they come in like a little paper bag. And those cookies, those sort of soft, melt-in-the-middle cookies, they are my kryptonite. They are my absolute favourites in the world. And I will eat any flavour, but for some reason, the oatmeal and raisin ones, you get 5 in a packet. I'll happily sink all 5 in one, no problem. at all. But I did manage to save one back, which I've just had. God, I love them. I mean, I should learn probably how to make them, but then they're just so good. You know, when they don't snap, they just sort of break open. Oh, I love them. So last night I was like, right, I must go to sleep, must go to bed. I'm so tired. I've just got to go straight to bed. That was about 9:10 last night. I was like, right, I'm going to have a quick bath. I'm going to get into bed. I'm going to be asleep. I'm going to be in bed in the dark by 9:45, which is late enough for me, actually. So I had my bath, I got into bed, and basically I need a new phone cover. Right, this phone cover is absolutely disgusting. Like, all of the design has actually picked off now. It's like half come off. It's filthy. It's meant to be clear. It's not clear anymore. You know, like, it's got to go. I really need a new phone case. And I fell into the slippery, heady world of phone case shopping. Dear listener, I was still looking at phone cases at 10 to 11 last night. So many designs, so many options. Do I want to personalise it? Maybe let's go down that avenue for half an hour. I'm not sure. Maybe I want to go abstract. Maybe I want to go floral. There are just thousands. I put a search in on one of the sites and it had 2,500 results. That's too many results. That is too many phone cases for one brain to look at. But you just think, don't you? I'll just scroll again. This could be the one. If I just go down, I'll do another 10 because I might find the one. And then you see one that you're like, do you actually quite like that, maybe? And you're like, oh, I better push on then. If I found one I liked, maybe I'll find one I really like. And now I've just seen too many and I don't even know what I like anymore. At this point, you know, do I want an avatar of my own face? Maybe I do. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Do I just want one plain colour? But what colour? I had to give up. I was like, Sarah, you've gone too far. You can't even see things anymore. You don't even know. You don't even know who you are anymore. In the heady world. I'm just very picky. I think everybody is. But I'm not somebody who's going to have like 5 or 6 phone cases and swap them over. Some people do that, don't they? And I'm not going to. If I've got a phone case, it's a phone case till the end. Like this one. This one has reached its end of life. Like, there's no more left for this phone case to give. And that's how I do. And that's how I go. I'm very loyal to a phone case once I've found the one. The search continues, but I'm looking forward to a nice fresh phone case. You know, like a haircut, isn't it? Starting again. We've come out of eclipse season. It was full moon on Tuesday. I'm ready for a nice fresh start again. Thank you so much for being here, darling. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much, and I will see you next time for 11sies with me.